Casey Kasem, please.
This is he.
Casey, Mark Cardinella calling from 97 FM WXTC in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm not going to keep you very long on the phone. I just want to let you know that we are really thrilled about having you on the radio station here. Been quite a while since you were in Charleston. You're back on the station, and like I said, thrilled. I could spend the next half hour falling all over myself because this is quite an honor for me, but...
Mark, thank you very much. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are we on the air now?
We are indeed.
We're on live?
You better believe it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting at my desk here cleaning it out, but I knew you were going to call. I wasn't sure we were going to call and be on live, but that's even more thrilling.
Listen, I got a couple of questions for you. You celebrated the 15th birthday of the show here recently, correct?
Right. We started July the 4th, 1970, and we started with six stations, and now we're, I think, 650 stations domestically, and then,
wow,
of course... internationally, there are more, along with American Forces Network. It tops about 1,000, Mark.
How many people listen to you each week, would you estimate?
Well, they just took a survey, and in the United States alone, 47 million people tune into the show.
Tell me, how's it changed? How has the show grown over the past 15 years?
You know, I don't think it's really changed. I think it's, if you drop a needle on one of those old shows or put on a tape, you'd find that basically the skeletal structure is the same. And I think, really, Mark, that's part of the success of the show, is it's been consistent. We've never tried to do too much in the way of information. We always try to keep in mind that, first and foremost, it's a disc jockey show.
Right.
The information that we do use, we try to research as thoroughly as possible so that it's accurate and so that it's informative and interesting as well.
Well, I would say it is definitely that.
And so I think with those basic rules... of never forgetting it's a disc jockey show, always remembering that if we can keep it short and to the point and yet get our information across with as entertainingly as possible, then we probably have found a formula that works for radio in general.
How long have you been in this business?
I go back to 1950. I was a radio actor when I first started in broadcasting in my first year at college at Wayne State University in Detroit. And I was lucky enough to become part of a clique of actors that did the Lone Ranger show and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon.
Now, I still hear you every Saturday morning, too, don't I?
On the cartoon show.
You bet.
Oh, yeah. Surprisingly, I'm in my 15th year or 16th year of a show that was launched about the same time as American Top 40 called Scooby-Doo. I play the dog sidekick, the hippie called Shaggy.
I got to tell you again what a treat this is for me, because you have certainly been one of my idols forever, and if I had an inspiration to get into this business, it was you.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Now, I have a question that may be considered loaded. I'm going to run it past you.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of top 30 and lots of top 40 radio programs that really took their inspiration from you on the air today. What do you think about those guys?
Well, you know, the way I feel about it is that there's always room for another good supermarket right across the street. What it does is it just creates a bigger appetite for what it is that you're selling.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like to think that while there may be some imitators, after all, where do we get our ideas from? I go back to the old hit parade. I go back to a guy in 1949 that I heard named Eddie Chase in Canada at CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, just outside of Detroit. And Eddie Chase used to do a top 10 countdown of the top songs in America. And... really, he was sort of the inspiration for me, thinking if I were ever a disc jockey, I'd want to play the most important songs once a week and not have to work more than once a week. So I my hat's off to anybody who tries something, and if it works, great. There's room for all of us in this business, and certainly there's room at the top for anybody who wants to work at it.
Well, we had access to a lot of those shows that are available on the market today, and we talked among the guys here at the radio station. There really wasn't much choice. I mean, we had to go with Casey Kasem.
That's a true honor, and I'm so pleased that we're on in one of the most important markets in the country.
One last question.
Yes.
Over the 15 years and thousands of top 40 records that you have played, any, say, top 5 or top 10 record particularly stick out in your mind as being your all-time favorite?
Of all time?
That's a tough question. All time.
Of all time? I think there are songs that came along that changed the direction of music.
Mm-hmm.
That first Beatle hit. That first Elvis Presley hit that made the top 10. Chubby Checker's The Twist did something to move people's feet. There were songs that sort of were the beginnings of I think minor revolutions in the music business, or trends certainly, and those are all significant songs. When it comes to romantic things, I have to think of the song that Sarita and Billy Preston sang at my wedding when Reverend Jesse Jackson married my wife and me some 5 years ago.
With you, I'm born again.
That's right. You're right. And they came to the wedding, and we asked them if they would sing it live, and they certainly did. So it really made it a special wedding for us.
Well, one more time, I got to say, we are so thrilled about having you back in Charleston after a little hiatus. And I got to tell you, we are on a radio station that we are quite proud of here. WXTC is kind of brand new in the area.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten a hold of some magic, and you're certainly going to be a part of that now.
Well, thank you so much, Rock. And I hope from time to time you let me know, if you have any ideas or thoughts, or your listeners do, please forward them to us, because we read every letter we get, and we're anxious to hear constructive criticism at any time.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and like you said, on vacation, and I'll let you get back to cleaning your desk.
Okay.
Casey, thanks
Mark,
again.
Thank you. It's so good to be back on it, Charles.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.